Welcome, I'm Scott Regan, and I'm here with Jeff Spivak, the music writer for the Democrat and Chronicle in the Jazz Corner. Good morning, Jeff.
Jazz Corner.
Put reverb on that.
Good morning, Scott.
We're about the halfway mark, aren't we?
Yeah, and look at me. I'm unshaven, smelling of fried food and alcoholic beverages and stains on my pants. I'm missing a shoe. And we're only the midway point.
I saw that shoe at Harold Reese last night. Anyway, we are at the midway point. Tonight is the midway night, and a lot of stuff happening last night that was worth talking about. I know you saw... who are we going to talk about?
Joe Locke.
Yeah, we should mention, too, you have an article in the paper every morning with the review about the shows that you saw, and Joe Locke is one of them. You also have a great article about Fred Hirsch in there, too. So Joe Locke last night.
Rochester, born in Canada, born in California, but raised in Rochester, lived, here's, formative years, and came back home, as he has frequently, and he just tore the place up. It was incredible. I can't imagine seeing a better show the rest of the way, so we all just might as well go home. it's just astonishing. His band was so tight. I'm just thrilled I got in to see that 6 o'clock show there. He was amazing. So... good luck to the rest of the Jazz Fest performers in top in that one.
Yeah, I saw that show too, and I was thinking this morning, the band moved like when you see a flock of birds moving together, quickly shifting, and then they dart upwards, and then they glide down. It was really an amazing show with Joe Locke last night. And again, as we have every night, there's great variety in the music, going from... solo piano and trio piano trios to the bluegrass side again. We got a duo coming up tonight.
Yeah. Rob and Trey at the Squeezer's Roots and Americana stage at Sibley Building. I listened to the CD. I really liked it. It's kind of a blend of Bakersfield, kind of that Buck Owens, Dwight Yoakam thing, and kind of porch picking. And since it's a duo, I imagine we'll see a little bit more of the acoustic side of it. But, I like the songs they picked and just seemed like good players. So, if you're into that that rootsy thing, this is probably one for you.
This is Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley. They're performing tonight at the Squeezer's Sibley stage, 7:45 and 9:45.
That's the day that I was born in that old sharecropper's one-room country shack. They say my mammy left me the day before she had me. Said she hit the road and never once looked back. Well, I just thought I'd mention my grandma's old age pension is the reason why I'm standing here today. I got all my country learning, milking and a-turning, picking cotton, raising hell and baling hay. Well, I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. Got a good Christian raising and an 8th grade education. Ain't no meeting y'all treating me this way. Together like you are. I love your wiggle and your walking and your big city talking. Brand new shiny Plymouth ragtop car. Well, let's hurry up and wait in this world of give and take. Seems like hasting makes a waste every time. Well, I declare to my soul, when you hear those engines roll, you better know I'm gonna get my share of mine. I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. Well, I wasn't born no yesterday. I got got a good Christian raising and a great education. Ain't no need in y'all treating me this way.
Covering Billy Joe Shaver, that is Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley playing tonight at the Sibley Americana and Roots stage for the Rochester International Jazz Fest. Jeff Spivak here, music writer for the Democrat and Chronicle. You can read his articles every morning in the paper. And today you had one special article about Fred Hirsch.
Fred Hirsch is your real jazz experience. Well, there's a couple of them tonight, but, you know. But, yeah, Fred is a playing with a jazz trio. He's a pianist, and he's just a fascinating guy. He just has a lot of things in the air, and he does big multimedia things as well. He had one based on the poetry of Walt Whitman, and he did one on his dreams. He was in a coma for 2 months, placed in a coma while doctors try to sort out some issues with his system. And apparently during the coma, he was having odd dreams, and he took these dreams and he turned them into a theatrical performance called My Coma Dreams. And this October, he's going to have another one, which is built around photography. So this is a guy who thinks really big. But he's also jazz pianist, and that's what he's going to be doing tonight. Just plays a wide range of things, but this will be your jazz taste.
So, the Fred Hirsch Trio, they are tonight at Kilbourne Hall. This is the Fred Hirsch Trio, and we'll have a little bit of him doing one of the songs from Thelonious Monk. Thank you. The shifting tempos and angular sounds of Thelonious Monk there with Fred Hirsch Trio, Jeff Spivak in the studio with me talking about the Jazz Fest tonight. And he is at Hochstein with his trio for the Jazz Fest with 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock. And we got one of another female vocalist.
What another?
Holly Cole tonight at Harrow East, 5:30 and 7:15. Holly Cole.
She's from Toronto, and she's one of my favorites. She doesn't write a lot of her own material. She writes, I don't know how many, maybe she's got a desk drawer full of thousands of songs, but rarely does she actually put one on one of her albums. This last album, she did have one that she composed, You've Got a Secret, which is a really spooky, mysterious, cool little torchy thing. She's a very torchy singer. But that song, she never really says what the secret is in that song, although I'll tell you what it is that she was caught in the midst of the Tokyo earthquake a few years ago, and her hotel room was basically falling down around her. So the secret there was, you know, how you're haunted by things like that, haunted by all kinds of things. So if she plays that tonight, which I have a feeling she will, it's a great song. Think of the Tokyo earthquake. But she's mainly known for cover songs, and she is just a fantastic interpreter. She takes songs and just puts something completely different on it, often outrageously so, sometimes very subtly. And I'll guarantee she'll do a few Tom Waits songs tonight. She did a whole album of Tom Waits songs, so this has got to happen. But almost every one of her albums has one or two Tom Waits songs on it. So interpretation is her bag, and she's just fantastic about it. She's got a great voice and just kind of a really cool person.
Holly Cole, tonight, a good place to start, actually, 5:30 at Harrow East Ballroom. Also, you can see her at 7:15 at Harrow East. And thanks again to Jeff Spivak for coming in, talking jazz with us. Great. We appreciate it, Jeff.
Sure.
Music writer for the Democrat and Chronicle, Jeff Spivak, and this is Holly Cole.
So it seems, one life for yourself and one for your dreams. You drift through the years and life seems tame. Thank you. you only live twice.
That is Holly Cole covering You Only Live Twice. She is at the Harrow East Ballroom tonight. And great CD here. And she does cover a lot of variety. She goes from Captain Beefheart to Rod McEwen. You can't do much wider range than that for songwriters.